Today, the 20th of November, is World Children's Day. Now, the global theme this year is For Every Child, Every Right. It is For Every Child, Peace For Every Child, a livable planet for every child, a voice. Now, we want to bring these issues to the spotlight and focus on every child in South Sudan. And in the studio, we have Edith Foster, a UNICEF young reporter, and Hanan Keji is a Plan International youth advocate. Good morning, and thank you so much for making our time to speak to us here on Radio Mirai. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right. So, starting with you, Edith, For Every Child, a voice, and as UNICEF young reporter, one of the things that you do is to talk about children's rights in quite a number of platforms. Yes. Just tell us a bit about your experience and what it is that you do.
Okay, in UNICEF, what we do is we advocate for the rights of children. We see how children have been treated in South Sudan. To talk about child marriage, we have seen that in South Sudan, there is a high rate of children getting married at a young age. A lot of children getting married between the age of 15 to 18, that is child marriage. So what we're doing is we're advocating to end child marriage in South Sudan by any means, because we are children, we are not brides to be married off. We are children, we have the rights to enjoy our right. As UNICEF, we are looking forward to end child marriage in South Sudan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And child marriage indeed. And Edith, looking, you said that you see or you've noticed how children are treated in South Sudan, and this is not good. What are some of those ways that you feel children are being maltreated or ill-treated?
Yeah, one of the things that I see is basically on child marriage. Child marriage can be defined as any formal marriage or informal union between a child and someone older. It is something not good at all. Mm. Children are being married at young age without their consent. Parents usually marry off children because they want dowry. It is because of poverty that children are married off. This is something that is neglecting our rights as children. Mm. We want to live and we want to enjoy our right as a child, but we are married off by our parents. Without them getting our consent, what we want, to just marry us off, and we don't have a voice to say no.
Right.
Yes.
Now, Hanan, in your words, why is it important for children to have a voice and be able to participate in community?
The reason why children are supposed to have time or to advocate or to, because these children are the voice of this country. The moment you educate a girl, or mostly you educate children, the moment you educate a girl, you educate a nation. So we'll be proud if these children are given platform, they are given time to exercise their time, they have enough time to do their things. I think that will be a great joy to the country.
Right. Thank you so much. Still with you, Hanan. How can we amplify the voices of the young people to demand for what is rightfully theirs, or to have their rights respected?
Okay, what we can do is we need to implement the laws. We are having the laws, but we need to continue advocating, and we need to have security, and the security should be tight. Where there is security, I think children will have their rights. The traditional practices and norms should be stopped.
Bad practices, yeah?
Yeah, where children are being booked inside the stomach, they should be given time. You know, the moment you book that child in the stomach, or that child, the mother gave birth just 1 month, that's really a bad habit. We need to give time for the kids to grow, and they have their time, they play around, they enjoy the country.
Right, Edith, speaking about children having to live in a safe planet means making children not only having a voice for this, but also have an awareness on the importance of taking charge in the environmental conservation. Mm. How is this taking shape in South Sudan? Do you think children know much about the environment?
Okay, not all children know much about the environment. Not all children know much about their rights. It's only some children who know about this. But we as UNICEF, we are looking forward to make sure every child knows his or her right. Every child knows what each and every right mean. To go, to live in the way that it is comforting children. Like in South Sudan, let me say only some 50% or 52% of children know their rights, but in deep villages, in deep states, deep down, children don't know their rights, and they are yet to be educated on that. Yes.
Right. Thank you so much. And we're continuing with the conversation. Remember, if you just joined us today, the 20th of November is a day to commemorate World Children's Day. And with me in the studio is Edith Foster, a UNICEF young reporter, and also she's joined by Hanan Keji, a Plan International youth advocate. And as we continue, let me come to you, Edith. Yes. As young people still who are seeking their voices to be heard, what is your word on the importance of peace, especially for the education and health of children?
Okay, education, to have good education, there must be peace. When there is peace, children get good education. If we're in war, how can we go to school? Because when you're out, you might get shot. Anything might happen.
Right.
So with the existence of peace, we can get good education. With the existence of peace, we can get educated very well. And in future, we are the future of South Sudan, after all. So for us to get good education, peace must be involved. It is a very important tool. Yes.
Right. And Hannah, speaking of peace, children need a peaceful environment. That's obvious, without even a shadow of a doubt, for them to develop and flourish. But currently, there is not much of that for children in some communities due to displacements. So how can we make sure that children are protected even in such challenging conditions?
Okay, we can make children to be protected by increasing the access of education, particularly for girls to go to school. The moment girls are in school, I don't think there will be a lot of these marriage issues and all. We need to raise awareness about the harms of child marriage through the community outreach and education.
Right.
We need to go to the virus community, collect the mothers, the fathers. We need to tell them how these children are to be seen, how these children are to be protected. We need to continue advocating and strengthening for the laws. We are having the laws. Section 10 of the Child Act 2009 talks about the protection of the child. Any person who violates those laws or causes physical harmful to the child, physical damage to the child, upon conviction shall be liable and should be fined for 100,000 or shall be imprisonment for a term not existing 5 years.
Right.
So if these laws are really implemented, I think children will have enough place. They will have to be around. They will have a lot to do. They will have even that right of being with another child playing. But the moment those laws are not put in place, trust me, everything's not going to work well.
Right. Thank you so much, Hannah. Now, Edith, what does this day mean to you, World Children's Day?
Okay, this day is a very important day to me because it is a day that we children will feel happy. It is a day that we children, all our rights are known. We want our rights to be known by the elders, especially we the girls. We the girls, when a girl is born, they see us like bride. They just see us like this is dowry.
Right.
Girls are just seen to be, they're just to work and to get married off. But we girls, we can do what boys can do. When we get educated, we can develop the nation. When we get educated, we can do a lot of things. So this day is very important to both boys and girls. We children, we are happy because adults are getting to know our rights, for them to avoid like neglecting our rights. On this day, our rights as children, very many rights that we have. We have a lot of rights as children. So elders, our parents, and all other stakeholders, they are to know what we need and what is really important to us as children.
Right.
So this day, it is very important to me and all other children in South Sudan as a whole.
Right. Thank you so much, Edith. Hannah, as a young person, what message do you have on the importance of creating peaceful societies for children?
The message that I have for all those who are listening out there is that let's continue to advocate for the rights of children, for the betterment of this country. The moment we keep on talking to the kids, we take them to school, rights to eat. A child needs to have rest. A child have a lot. So the moment we give this time to these children, I think we'll have a better future, since the children are the better of this country.
That's right. Now, Edith, as we wrap up this program and as we observe this day, what is your message to the stakeholders, that being to the parents, to the government?
My message to all stakeholders, government, teachers, our parents, is that we as children, we have the right to enjoy our rights. We as children were to be given a space in the community. We as children were to be given the chance to speak in decision making. Decisions can be taken without us being involved, especially when it is about us, concerning us. They must also ask us what is our opinion on that.
Right.
So our voice is very important. And my message to all children out there, I would love to wish you all a happy World Children's Day. Enjoy your day, and this is your day, so enjoy it fully.
That's right. And Edith, I'll also ask you to enjoy your day.
Thank you.
And enjoy it fully. Hannah, Edith, thank you so much for your
time.
You.